All right, welcome everyone. Welcome back for the final 52 minutes of Cancel the Cabal on People's Internet Radio and PSN Radio and both of Annie Champagne's Shake and Wake radio stations. As I mentioned in the first hour, we are listener supported, so please go hit that donate button. I've even got a PayPal. My guest has got PayPal or something on her. She's got a donate button on her YouTube channel, which is... what is
it's under my name. It's Noelle Faye, Forbidden Fruit.
Forbidden
and it's
Fruit.
Finally showing up if people search for it, because before it wouldn't show up in even Google searches, but now it's showing up because they've lifted a lot of the censorship.
I've had it. I had it right in front of on my screen, and then I dropped it, and it's Forbidden Fruit with Noelle Faye. So welcome back again.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, you're very welcome. I don't know. We've been discussing this coronavirus before, or while the song was on. We can't continue this. You were giving me a spanking because I'm a bad boy for spreading fear.
Well, yeah. I'm trying to keep a positive attitude, but really, I don't think there is a reason for us to fear. Okay, and I tell you what, if I wouldn't have been a Q follower, I would be freaking out right now. I would be completely freaking out right now. But knowing what I know, I'm not afraid. This is going to be tough. This is going to be hard. Okay, but I'm not afraid anymore. And my point with that is there are a lot of bad things in the world that need to be exposed. And we got a lot of people stuck in their homes with internet access, with no censorship. They're starting to ask questions, and I'm starting to see more people wake up than ever before. It's incredible the stuff I'm seeing. But we also want to deal with what's going on right now and not bring a lot of stuff that's out of everybody's sphere of influence into it. That's why I don't watch the news, because a lot of the news is stuff that really upsets me that I can't do anything about. So I'd rather just stick with things that more concern me. You know, keeping up with current events is one thing, but being stuck in my home and only concentrating on all these horrible, horrible conspiracy theories and evil things that people are doing, that will... You can't be in a negative vibration. It'll actually make you more susceptible to getting sick, you know? So we need to be out of a state of fear or a state of anger. So that's why I'm trying to promote things that are proactive. And there are technologies that can help cancel, for example, 5G interference and stuff like that. So that's what we should be posting more of.
What do you think?
Instead of focusing on the really, really bad stuff.
What do you think that might be?
What might be? The technology?
Yeah.
I haven't looked into it. I just found out about it a few days ago. But there are little cancellation bracelets and things like that that people can do. So I will have to look into that. But that's on my to-do list now. But, yeah, and then I of course, live in a Faraday cage. So being in a school bus with the covers I have on the windows, it actually does seal off a lot of signals and keeps me pretty safe. But no, I think that once we're out of this immediate crisis, then we can start worrying about all the rest of the stuff. But this immediate crisis is going to get a lot of these bad cabal members out of the way. We have like 150 something thousand sealed indictments still. That's more than in any other time in this country's history. And something's got to happen with those.
Yeah, but I still have to question, how do you know that that's true, though?
That what's true?
That there's 150,000 indictments, sealed indictments.
There are websites that track how many sealed indictments the government is holding. This is, you know, you can look this up. I'd have to, like, stop and drop everything and actually go and find where I found this. Okay, so you can find this plenty of places, but if you look up, go to qmap.pub. I'm sure that some, any of the boards, I don't know where that link is, but it's one of the government links that keeps track of how many sealed indictments they have for every state. So I'll have to find that for you after we're off this show and give that to you. But there are people that track that. And right now we're up to over 150,000.
Yeah. What do you
sealed
think?
Indictments.
What do you think about the fact, well, I posted a few days ago, you know, let's just say that this scare does go away in a couple of weeks, a month, whatever it is. Let's just say it does go away. What is to prevent them, and I believe the answer is going to be nothing, what's going to prevent them from calling everyone that gets a cough or a sneeze or a cold, coronavirus, COVID-19?
Well, what's to prevent an asteroid from hitting us?
That's,
you know, it's just like, you can't think that way. You got to try to be hopeful. For one thing, after this, we could have a debt jubilee. Can you imagine what that would do? A financial reset and a debt jubilee. It would restart this country self-sufficient and stronger than we've ever been.
Say
it would
that again?
Be the most amazing thing. But see, you're assuming
a debt
that
what?
Everything's going to stay corrupt and none of these arrests are going to happen. I'm assuming that these arrests are going to happen because we are moving into the age of Aquarius and things will start getting better. We just have to go through the war of getting rid of these old systems. And when you start to break away from a person who has control over you or a system that has control over you, they will escalate.
What's a debt jubilee?
Escalate. What's what?
What, a debt jubilee.
All debts are canceled. They used to do this in ancient times, like 20? Every 50 years, all debts would be canceled.
22 trillion?
Can you imagine? Can you imagine a worldwide debt jubilee and reset and currency reset?
Well, that would be a 2.5 quadrillion.
It's numbers don't matter because all different countries have different numbers. But this, all of our systems are based on this corrupt Babylonian fiat bullshit currency. Excuse me, sorry. But, you know, this fiat currency system that is doomed to failure. And they've managed to get it to keep going just for a little while longer to prepare us for this crash and this reset. It has to happen for us to get better and for us to get out of slavery.
When was there ever one of these debt jubilees? Has there ever been one?
In ancient times.
6,000 years ago?
Well, in the previous age. I don't know which, you know.
Oh, that was 26.
Again, you're asking me to
That was 26,000 years ago. The previous age.
The last time we actually had a decent world, like probably the last golden age. Or when we were right coming out of that golden age before things got really, really, really bad and the density and the vibration on this planet got super, super, super low.
That was 26,000 years ago when this crew of
this cabal took over.
Well,
I think it's just a few thousand years. I think it's kind of like a cycle. Like they'll gain power for a while and then there'll be a war and then they'll lose power for a while and then just slowly start to gain it again.
6,000 years ago is when so-called civilized society became.
I don't believe that.
The first historical writings.
I don't believe their dating systems at all. I don't believe that. I don't believe the histories. I don't believe what they claim on the dates. I really don't. So I think more in like astrological ages or more like ages in between catastrophes instead of actually dates and numbers, because they've changed the dates and numbers. They've screwed with our dating systems.
Uh-huh.
So I don't trust that. I don't trust that at all. But what I do know is that in ancient cultures, a lot of ancient cultures, they would do a debt jubilee. And I keep thinking this is like ancient Rome or ancient Greece or the ancient Hebrews or one of those groups. I don't remember which one. I don't have a photographic memory, so quit telling me. Quit asking me, where'd you find that? When I do videos, I put all my sources.
What do you...
Okay, there are a lot of things that I'll remember what it said, but I'm like, dude, I can't go back and think, okay, it was on this magazine, this article, this page. I try to do that as much as I can.
What do you... Geez, I just had another question, but I lost it.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I know it.
That happens to me a lot because I'm blonde and I've got that absent-minded professor thing going where the train of thought derails. But no, I think after this, we could have a complete debt jubilee, a complete reset. And also, the other thing that I think might come up is, if you notice, a lot of people are really afraid of the vaccine agenda.
Oh.
And I have been researching vaccines since the late 90s.
Uh-huh.
I've been extremely suspicious of that. But here's the thing. You notice that they're really mad at Trump because he's not doing what they want him to do. And he's not talking about a vaccine. He's talking about cures. And I think it could be possible that this is over, they're going to release patents for all the medical cures that they've been suppressing all these years.
Right, but there's never...
like
there's
free energy and stuff that they've been suppressing. I think that they might release all those patents after this is over.
Why do you think...
It's the cabal that's keeping all this stuff quiet. So they have to make all these massive...
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. Are your speakers very good?
Why?
Because I try to break in there a lot and I can't get in there.
Sorry.
No. I've had two questions and I remembered them both and now I don't remember them now.
Well, that's what you get for interrupting me.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm a Southern woman. I'm always big about manners. I was talking about vaccines. I don't know if one of your questions was about that.
No.
Or patents. Because I do think that that's going to happen after this
is
over.
Well, that was one thing I was going to say. There's never been a cure for the common cold, ever.
How do you know?
Because we've had the common cold since people have been interacting with each other.
Yeah, but how do you know? I mean, have you ever done research on cure for common cold to see if anybody in the world at any time in history has ever cured it? Cabal that's in power would shut that down in an instant because it would put all the pharmaceutical companies out of business.
There is technically a cure for the common cold and the flu. It's called good vitamins, good minerals, and good food. Good water.
Exactly. That's the other thing is with our allopathic medicine or medical system, it's only reactionary. So they let us get sick so they can make money from treating us instead of having us have a good diet and good food, good healthy food to begin with so we don't get sick. That's in my, I've got a video about that called The Causes of Disease.
Uh-huh.
And I talk about all the toxins that are in all our foods. And again, this cabal's got to go down before all of this can get better because they have a stranglehold on every piece of industry.
Yes, they do.
And here's the thing is that this has to happen. It's the only way they could take it down because if you believe the witness reports, okay, and the SRA survivor reports and all of that, if you believe what these people say, and I do, this cabal and this, especially this cult, is so widespread, and so is human trafficking.
Yes.
It's extremely widespread, and it's in every single city, every small town. So in every small town, can you imagine if about 6 to 12 teachers out of every school get arrested, judges out of mm-hmm. every, you know, so we're talking people.
Police officers. Every yeah, town. I know.
Yes, people in every town.
Yeah.
That is a huge, huge endeavor, and that would explain 150,000 sealed indictments.
Well, they're not going to arrest these people with cameras on them, are they?
No, I think they're going to do it in the middle of the night when everybody's on curfew.
And why
because
not?
That's also the only way they can swoop in, do it, and get out tactically
not really.
Without people being in their way or people... being out and about that could possibly be collateral damage.
So why aren't they
about curfews?
So why aren't they just putting these people on the 5 o'clock news with their heads held in chains?
News is owned. All the corporate media is completely controlled and owned. Plus, they have to do this at once.
So how do you get rid of that then?
What's that?
How do you get rid of that? I've been trying that for 7 years.
Actually, I think Trump's already done it.
Gotten rid of the mainstream news?
I think he's already done it, and I think we're slowly going to start to see changes. Because if you've noticed that after he passed that...
Well, I need some funding then.
Act, what was that act that gave him the powers over...
I don't know, but I need some funding.
Industry.
I need
what
some
was
help.
That act that gave him powers over industry that he just passed, that emergency act?
I don't really have a clue, but I need some funding. I need some help.
What? What are you talking about?
I need funding.
Well, we all need funding.
Donations,
now,
yeah.
What am I talking about? Now,
well, he can help us. He could help us, couldn't he?
What? Okay.
I don't even care. At this time, I would take George Soros' money.
You lost. Okay.
I'm broke. Dead broke.
What were we talking about right before this? Because you completely derailed my train of thought, and I forgot. It was something about Trump.
Yeah, he passed sort of a law or something.
So now that Trump has the power to control industry, he can go and take over the news.
How did he get that power? Who gave that to him?
I'm gonna have to go back and look at it's this Wartime Powers Act or whatever that he just did. I'm going to have to look it up, but it's the thing he just passed that gives him the ability to, like, take private industries and have them start making respirators and stuff. I forgot the name of it. But I'd have to stop and, like, look it up.
There was one report left.
Let me finish. Okay, I'm trying to finish my point.
Okay.
Now I forgot again. Uh-oh.
He passed bill.
Okay.
He passed the law.
But the thing is, we're in wartime. And in wartime, we have a wartime president. You cannot have people attacking the general. All right? So this will stop. And for the first time since he did that, that was the first time I've ever heard any of the mainstream anti-Trump news, like ABC, NBC, CNN. That's the first time I've ever seen them say anything good about him or praise him. Okay? That right there tells me the tide's turning.
Why?
And we're actually starting to see news articles now that are anti the Democrats because the Democrats are being so bad. They're the ones holding up your money, honey.
Why are we in wartime?
We are in wartime because we're at war against China. They just unleashed a biological weapon.
They didn't. They unleashed the cold.
There is something else going on. Are you telling me that all of the reports of people that are having a really bad flu?
Yeah, they're the common flu.
It's
called the
coronavirus.
There's
a very bad flu going on. Whether it's COVID-19, you know, the test would show it or not, there is something going on.
Yes,
it's
called 5G. It's called 60 millimeter.
It's all the Chinese technology, 5G technology, that is in these areas that are having the really bad outbreaks. Like in New York City, they haven't removed that yet. But that still is a biological weapon, even if it's electronic. You following me? It's electronic, but it's affecting the biology. Okay, so nitpicking little semantics there.
It needs to be researched on who introduce this technology to the Chinese. That's what it needs to do. It needs to be found out.
That doesn't matter. That's, again, reactive. We need to be proactive. And Trump knows about this stuff, and I think he is going and trying to get rid of it or replace it. And he did do... I have to look this up. So I'll do some homework when I have time, and I'll show you all the links. But he also, like last December, signed another executive order specifically about this Chinese hardware. And I was trying to look for it earlier because I saw another post and I had to go run and go shopping, so I couldn't find it.
Mysteriously, that's when they come out with that. That's when they rolled out their 5G. China.
Oh, I know. But that's when all this started. But China has used electronic warfare against Americans in their country before and against their own people in their own country before. So this is... this doesn't surprise me at all. But if anything, I'd say we're at war against China.
Do you know what?
Because they're also holding all of our... Well, basically, China has been our slave labor. They have been our slaves.
Mm-hmm.
All of our products have been in China, and it's a lot easier for us to be okay with slave labor when we don't see the actual slaves and the misery it's causing. We just get cheap stuff from Walmart.
Right. And they've been buying up our land for decades, too.
Yeah, it's been. So, and then I also think that we are at war against this cabal. All right? That's another big thing, and that's the biggest thing. Is that we are at war against this cabal. So what I expect to see here is, and this, you know, this flu is a diversion. It's a red herring. No matter what caused it, no matter what, it's a red herring. It's a cover for what else is going on. But everybody is so used to things being so corrupt that they're so quick to think it could be something bad, which normally it has been. But in the last few years, we've got this thing called Q. And Q has proven to me that there are actually conspiracies of light at work as well. And we need to give those just as much credence, these conspiracies of light. We need to give them just as much credence as we do the conspiracies of evil.
You following me? That's one thing I wanted to ask you about this Q. They only seem to be exposing the Democratic Party's corruption. Did the Republicans just all of a sudden become angels?
A lot of Republicans bailed out because they didn't want Trump in the first place.
John McCain.
And they're not angels. They're not angels at all. They are crooked. And Q is definitely not only for the Republicans. Okay? Q says that there are bad actors all around, Republican or Democrat. And Trump was a Democrat until he ran. Okay? And the Republicans didn't really like him, but they had no choice. So this is not about parties, but the thing is, the Democrat Party right now is the most corrupt, and they are going nuts. Okay? The Republican Party, I am not saying they're perfect at all either. All right? I don't agree with all of their agendas either. But they're a lot, they're the lesser of the two evils right now until we get the bad actors out of all of it.
You know how many times I've heard that in the last 36 years?
What, lesser of two evils?
Mm-hmm.
That's a divide and conquer tactic. That's why this system is false. It really is. It's completely false. This is how you get your kid. If you're a parent, this is how you get your kid to do something the kid doesn't want to do. Oh, you don't want to brush your teeth? Well, how about this? Do you want to brush your teeth with a red toothbrush, or do you want to brush your teeth with a blue toothbrush?
Okay? I don't need a toothbrush.
Huh?
I don't need a toothbrush.
But that's a manipulation tactic, and that's what they've been doing to us. They've been treating all of us like children, and the Democrats seem to be the most dependent. They seem to be the ones that want the most handouts, government take care of me, government take care of everything.
Yes.
And, you know, so they are the victims and the dependents right now, whereas, you know, they want all the welfare, but the Republicans want families to be successful enough to take care of their own sick and their own elderly, which I think is a much better way to go. So the other big problem is that we segregate everybody by age. And right now this virus is making it even worse because the older people are susceptible to it where the younger people aren't so much. So it's strange, strange times we're in.
Yes, it is. I just don't really like the fact that both Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders always seem to put a focus on Venezuela, North Korea, and Cuba when it comes to their socialistic policies.
I don't listen to a thing they say because I'm not voting for either one of them. So I don't even care what they say.
Anymore.
They're both just nuts.
I don't vote anymore. I can't vote.
I don't trust the election process because I know who owns the voting machines.
Right. It was Joseph Stalin. Do you know what Joseph Stalin said one time?
What's that?
He said it's not a matter of who votes, it's a matter of who counts the votes.
Oh yes. Oh yeah, and then I could not believe. Okay, you know they want to they impeach the president. Supposedly because he did a quid pro quo. What in the world do people think Nancy Pelosi's doing?
Right.
I mean, is that not the biggest quid pro quo. She's holding the entire country's welfare hostage to get the airlines to change the engines of their flights, to get corporations to force them to hire a certain amount of a certain race. And how is that not racist? You know, they're finally showing their true colors. That's the other thing. They are finally showing their true colors, and it's becoming more and more obvious. And this is really cool to see. And people are becoming more and more awake. I've never seen anything like this, and I am just amazed watching. This is one amazing show.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard, I actually read a statistic on some sort of a website that follows them sort of things. I think it was like 7 or 8 years ago. There was as many as 160 million people worldwide that were looking for alternative views and alternative radio, alternative TV, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Alternative news.
Mm-hmm.
That was 7 or 8 years ago. 160 million people is nothing to sneeze at.
Well, I would think that it's probably about 5 to 10%, probably up to 10% of the population now. And the reason why I think that is because about 70 to 75% of the population have Stockholm syndrome.
Well,
they've been beaten into blind obedience,
yeah,
and learned helplessness by their parents or the church or whatever, and they're not capable of critical thought or questioning anything.
Yeah.
So they just turn on their TV and blindly believe what's told, and they won't believe anything else that doesn't come from their TV.
It's easier. It's easier to...
They're broken. Yeah, it is easier. Because leaders can't sleep because they're worrying about everybody else's problems. Where most other people, they're just worried about their own.
I doubt.
You know, that's the difference between a leader and a follower and a worker.
Think,
is that the leaders actually have to?
I think people in government sleep like babies.
The psychopaths do, and there's plenty of them. I mean, obviously Nancy Pelosi's one of them, and a lot of the Dems, because they don't care about their constituents, they don't care about the welfare and well-being of anybody in this country, and they're making that even more and more obvious as these days go by. And another problem that people have with understanding this system is they can't imagine how psychopaths would really think. So they'd have a hard time, and they don't understand about warfare and psychological warfare and propaganda tactics and things like that. So if you don't have this basis of knowledge, you can't see a bigger picture of what's going on.
I understand where you're coming from. I do.
Yeah. And again, that's why I had to learn all this. And because I've learned all this and learned deception detection techniques and neuro-linguistic programming and forensic statement analysis and things like that. So I have always been obsessed with finding out the truth, and especially the truth through lies, because there's so many lies out there. And I wish that's one thing that people should learn while they're stuck in their homes. But this whole thing has finally given me hope in that there is a force of good in this world. Isn't that crazy? Global pandemic, but I have hope. And
you know, the mantra of the political left has been, they want to save the world, you know. Or they want to try to save the world or whatever. And humanity, if humanity has to go by the wayside, let it be. But, you know, saving ourselves, saving our own little lives does help save the world, save the universe.
Oh, you mean you're talking about the stimulus or the thing that they stalled again?
Nope.
What are you talking about?
Just talking about the political left want to save the world. And if you save yourself, you are saving the world.
Well, okay, you're talking about their environmental, you know, global warming agenda, right?
Everything, yeah.
Well, the Republicans want to save the world too. Why would you think it's only the Democrats?
Well,
I mean, did you know that Trump actually passed a law to clean up plastics out of the ocean? I mean, it's not like Republicans don't care about the environment at all. That's not true. That's part of these stereotypes that people think that if you're a minority or if you're poor or if you're needy or whatever, you have to be a Democrat because the Republicans don't care about you.
Right.
That is so not true.
Yes, that's a logical fallacy.
Trump has done his best to keep and has kept Medicare, Social Security, all of that. He's not trying to get rid of that.
Yes, stereotype is a logical fallacy.
It is. And the thing is that a lot of people have the stereotype that Republicans are, you know, gun-toting, Bible-thumping Christians. Well, Christians are supposed to take care of other people.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
which stereotype are you going to cling to
here?
They are.
Yeah, but I like guns, and I want to take care of people.
Exactly. So people have these stereotypes, and these stereotypes have to be busted because that's part of how this divide and conquer tactic has been so successful. And people need to realize that there are blacks for Trumps. There are gays for Trumps. There are trans for Trump. There are Latinos for Trump. There are women for Trump. And if people actually look into these people and these groups and try to figure out why they would like Trump, they might learn a thing or two and learn that these stereotypes that they've been believing are not true.
Right, right. Yep. Exactly. Sorry.
I gotta
get rid of my coronavirus here.
Well, I've got horrible allergies. And then the other thing is that my body temperature runs at 99 at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm out and about, I'm going to be coughing with a fever and I'm going to be freaking everyone out. I went to the store today and I coughed a little bit. I'm like, I got allergies, people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just so I wouldn't panic anybody who would hear me cough. But I'm really glad that I'm out, way out in the boondocks. So the closest store to me is half a mile away, and it's a little Dollar General.
Mm-hmm.
So not a lot of people in that store at all. The one places I'm not going to go into a Walmart. And I'm not even sure I want to go into an HEB. They're just so huge, and you're in one big room with circulating air. And I know you think that it's the common cold, but apparently it's a nasty common cold going around as well, okay?
It's not, though. It's not.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm still on the fence, okay, because I've been seeing so many reports, but I'm still critical about that. I'm still not quite sure because I don't know anybody in person who's got it. My friend in China does not know of anybody in person who's got it, mm-hmm. but I do know of one of the people in my community, in the Renaissance community. Claims that they have a friend in the hospital with, or one of their family members is in the hospital with it. So I don't know them.
Right.
So again, it's still hearsay. So
they
I'm
are.
Like, eh.
Sure. They're in the hospital with the coronavirus because it's a common cold. I've been trying to tell everybody.
What I'm saying is the coronavirus that they're testing for, she could have gotten that last year. This could be a different flu. There's no proof that the test. If the test is positive, that's actually what they're sick of. That only proves that they've had it. And I think it's testing for the antibodies. No, or not even the antibodies. I'm not even sure I trust the tests because Q keeps saying rigged for red, rigged for red, rigged for red. Well, think about it. Because these tests, if somebody is positive for the coronavirus, the test indicates red. What if the tests are rigged for red? What if they want all these false positives to cause more panic? Think about that.
Certainly they do.
Yeah.
So absolutely
they do. I don't
trust
the testing at all. But what I do think is, and so this whole testing, the whole thing is, I don't trust that. But what I have heard, and that hasn't hit anybody I know yet, but I do think that there could be a nasty flu going around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I really do.
Do you know that, I believe it was psychology, the science of psychology theorized many, many years ago that it would take people, Americans, people in general, 17 days to turn to cannibalism if all the food happened to go away.
Okay, that's not going to happen. Our critical industries are still up and running. Okay. Even in China, they didn't run out of food. Dude, this is the fear-mongering I'm talking about. All right? No, we're not. I don't think we're going to run out of food. Okay, and the U.S. is pretty independent when it comes to our food. So we have what we need to feed ourselves. And we haven't had a lot of huge crop losses in this country. So I don't even want to think about that, okay? I think that our food might change, all right? And I think a lot of us need to start growing our own food, and we need to move into more self-sufficient, smaller farming communities.
Yes.
Okay, part of why they had the Irish potato famine is because, okay, slavery started with monoculture agriculture, okay? Or slavery basically started with civilization and agriculture. There is a difference between agriculture and permaculture.
But you know,
I believe what the ancients did was permaculture. And what we need to do is permaculture, which is permanent agriculture, to make that really simple. Think about like an edible forest,
but
self-sustaining
Noel,
kind of systems.
But Noel, you know what happened to the Irish? That wasn't a famine. That was a genocide.
Well, what I'm saying about that is that they had, when you have all your eggs in one basket, like all your people eating, the main staple is only one crop, and that crop fails. Yes, it was a famine because they shipped out all their other food, or it was a genocide because they shipped out all their other food. I do know that. But a big part of that was because they had a blight that ruined that one crop. And my point is the dependency on just one crop. Variety is the spice of life. We should be growing amaranth and all sorts of different staple crops instead of being reliant on just wheat and corn and soy as the basis of our diets. Especially the wheat we eat now. That's why we have celiac disease and all that, because they genetically modified the wheat we eat now back in the 60s and 70s. So even if it's called organic and it's grown organically, it still has three times as many chromosomes as the wheat that your grandparents ate. So it's genetically modified. So all these people who want to stay away from GMOs, they need to stay away from our modern variety of wheat and go to ancient grains like einkorn and farro wheat. So I think these things are going to have to change. And I think our food and the way we see food is going to have to change. But I don't think we're going to starve, hun. And I don't think our food supplies are going to dry up. I don't think it's going to be the end of the world like that at all. I think that we might have, we're going to have some struggles getting through this, because it's the end of a huge cycle and it's the beginning of a new one. But again, horrible, bad systems have to crumble before the new good ones can be created to take its place in order for us to move forward.
You I'm there? Listening to you. Yes, I am. I just, I was responding to somebody too, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm listening to you. I just,
And the other thing is, astrology supports this.
I've been struck down for so long. It just,
I know.
Is that, and it's is really that what's hard. Called cynical?
Is you are very cynical. You are. I'm sorry. I don't, especially since I'm saying this where other people can hear it, but I understand, because I've been there. I've been there. And really QAnon was the thing that kind of got me out of that, because when you're so cynical, again, like I said earlier, when you are so used to all this corruption, it's hard to change that mindset when you're so used to being in a negative frame of mind, to actually have hope and think that there might be a conspiracy of good or a conspiracy of light in this world. But since I started following Q, I see proof that there is. So you need to go to qmap.pub and start watching some of go and watch my What's Up with Trump videos, the 1 and 2, because it's got a lot of links to Twitter accounts and YouTube people that are followers of Q that give you updates every day and will really give you more of an idea of what's going on with this, because it will give you hope. And I think a lot of these people who are freaking out, if they start looking into Q and what's going on there, I think that they might be convinced like I am. And the biggest thing is fear itself. And that's one of the best tools to get away from fear, is to empower yourself. And if you guys can see that there actually is this conspiracy of light, and it's always darkest right before the dawn, folks. But if you can see this conspiracy of light, it'll make it so much easier for us to get through this hard time. And then the world is going to be something completely different and wonderful when we come out of this. But it's the age of Aquarius. But the systems from the age of Pisces have to fall.
Yeah.
This does not surprise me. And again, it makes total sense. 150,000 sealed indictments. And they'd have to do all that at once. So instead of declaring martial law, pandemic hoax, that would do it without causing panic in the general population. And you know that they have no problem using deception at all.
No. No.
And so that's the other thing, is that I do think that adrenochrome and these rings, I think some of them are being run under classified CIA operations. And another reason why they have to kind of hide this is because they'd have to disclose all these operations if they made some of these arrests public. But I do think that some of them have to be made public. And that's one thing that they, I think the followers of Q have said, is some will be public and some of them won't be. Like, people think Tom Hanks has already been arrested. And if you look at the other celebrity tweets, seem to be sending coded messages to him. And he sent a message out yesterday. I think he's telling them, you know, we're all on our own. But the coded messages that they're sending each other and the celebrities, they're not looking very good.
Yeah.
So I think they might have gotten a tainted batch, because you know adrenochrome is produced in Wuhan.
Is it?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. And get this. If you look up adrenochrome and look at the molecule drawing of it and flip it on its side.
Wasn't there 30,000 U.S. troops that got sent to China or something?
Wouldn't surprise me, but if you look at the molecule and turn it on its side, you know what it looks like?
No, I hadn't seen that.
It looks like a white rabbit holding a blue pill and a red pill.
Huh, interesting.
Yes, yeah, so you see all this, follow the white rabbit, white rabbit, white rabbit. That could mean adrenochrome. And this army general just put out this weird post with a guy in a rabbit suit, or a dummy in a rabbit suit, right behind him, one hand holding a red pill, one hand holding a blue pill. Why would an army dude be putting a tweet out like that? That, I think that was a signal to go after the adrenochrome market. You know, I think that's also what's going on, but most people don't even know about the existence of adrenochrome. And it could be, and my suspicion is, and I'm going to have to look at some of the documents I've downloaded, but when I was reading some of these declassified documents, I'm noticing some weird redacted things that shouldn't be redacted, like the name of a drug. You know, they gave her blah. Why would the name of that be redacted? So I'm wondering if the actual existence of adrenochrome wasn't classified. And maybe that's why they have to hide.
But they made a movie. They made a movie about it a few years back.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean officially. You don't see or hear about it on the news. It's only in fiction, just like cloning and all of that other stuff. It's out in fiction. But it's not on the news yet.
It's on the internet.
It's not official yet. You following me?
Right. So that means it'll never be disclosed.
No, I think that means that it will be eventually. But right now, actually this past week, since the censorship has been lifted, people have been learning about adrenochrome. That's another thing. I keep telling you, more and more people are waking up. I'm seeing this every day when I go and look at comments on posts and stuff like that.
I was wondering why Trump would sign a executive order or some kind of a bill or a law or something that that lifted the restrictions on pastors and clergy and being able to speak out on things without losing your 501c3.
You mean political?
Yeah.
Huh.
You didn't know about that?
No.
Yeah,
no, you'll have to send me a link to that.
All right, yeah, I'll search it up
quick. I had heard that they made a change on whether or not people can plea insanity at a federal level. I wonder if that has anything to do with all the adrenochrome junkies. That I do think they tainted their batch of adrenochrome, and it came from China. So I think that all these celebrities that are coming down with COVID, I think that could be what the accurate testing is for. Is to find, and they, I don't know what kind of tests they're doing on these people, but I think that they're probably testing these people to find if they specifically got the COVID strain that was in the tainted adrenochrome, and that proves that they're an adrenochrome user. I think that might be going on too.
Uh-huh. May 4th, 2017. Yeah, I'll send you a link to it. This is, well, this is actually ABC News. So
I don't trust that source.
Not even ABC?
I don't trust ABC or NBC. I need the actual document. I never trust the major news media. I go directly to the speeches, directly to the documents, and directly to witness reports. I bypass the mainstream news on almost everything, especially the left, the left-controlled, CIA-controlled mainstream news.
Okay.
You just can't believe anything they say about Trump. You have to go straight to what Trump says directly because they lie and twist everything he says.
Oh yeah, I do. I know that. But no, virtually every publication was saying that though, that I've gone through.
This was in May of 2017?
Mm-hmm.
That was before I got into this. I spent most of 2017 on the road. I got to go to Florida. I got to go to New Orleans. But yeah, I did a Rennie Road year. So I was traveling for 2017.
Uh-huh.
And I found out about QAnon in about, it was like about September or probably about mid-2017. Late 2017. It was because of the Trump elevator.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got me introduced into Q, was I found this video on the symbolism in the Trump Tower's elevator, how they had this stocking hanging in the elevator that was obviously an O that had a line drawn on it to make it a Q. And all these symbols. And that's the thing about Q, is that how many coincidences does there have to be for it to be mathematically impossible?
Yeah.
And so there can't, that's covert proof. There's not overt proof yet, but there is so much covert proof that in my mind, it is completely beyond a reasonable doubt. Completely beyond a reasonable doubt. So you need to go to qmap.pub and then watch those two Trump videos of mine and start learning a little more about that, and maybe that will get you a little more away from that negative, it's the end of the world and everyone's evil kind of attitude that some of your posts seem to reflect.
Yeah.
You know, I think that right now, especially, we need a lot of hope. And there is a lot of reason to hope. You know, and I do think that Trump's on to China. So all this 5G evil, I have no doubt that Q knows about it and Trump knows about it and will do something about it. But we got to do one thing at a time. And the first thing we've got to do is get through this.
Yeah, yeah.
Get through this. So, and, you know, is it possible that all of the media stories and all of the hearsay, all of the reports of people getting sick aren't really getting sick? Excuse me, not that I'm coughing. Allergies, folks. I promise, allergies. No, I do think that there are people getting sick. I don't see how crisis actors and I don't see how it could be that good. It can be good. But I'm not sure how it could be that good. But I'm still suspicious because I don't know anyone personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it'd be really easy to have crisis actors just go lay down in the hospital or have a crisis actor walk down the sidewalk and pretend to pass out.
Uh-huh.
So that kind of stuff. Yeah, so
well, the camera's on them though, right?
Way. That's why I'm saying I'm not sure if I buy it or not, because I have no proof.
Right. Well, we're at the end here. Laurie says, go ahead and rant away. Keep on ranting away.
I'm bad about about that. My apologies to you folks. I hope I haven't been too obnoxious. And
you did lose about five listeners in one chat room, though.
Oh, well, that'll happen. The thing about, well, anyhow, I'll let you close things up, but thank you.
No, go ahead and speak. Go ahead.
Well, the one thing about me is that I have opinions that are not mainstream on anything, which means, like, I disagree with QAnon people about things. I disagree with Christians about things. I disagree with pagans about things. So I'll get followers when I talk about a certain subject, but as soon as it gets to that point where I delve from the normal people who talk about that subject, that's when people go, oh, what? She's nuts and gone. You know? So that'll happen, but that's with people who believe that a source has to be 100% accurate all the time or 100% lies all the time, which is not how things work. So really good sources can be wrong sometimes, and really bad sources can be right sometimes. Mm-hmm. You have to take each piece in and of itself.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks again.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. I know we'll do it soon again.
Okay. Forbidden Fruit, Noelle Fay, F-A-E.
That's right.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone. I told Lori and everybody I am going to Colorado to visit Sherry, so I won't be around this weekend. I don't know how Barry's going to... I don't know how he's going to get his show out there. He's probably just going to take a week off. I think that's what he said. So unless somebody's going to be able to produce for Barry... he's probably not going to be on. So, thanks again, everyone, and I'll be back sometime next week or something. Not sure when, but I'll talk to everyone soon.